Chapter 17. Blood. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Composition of blood. Blood is made up of plasma and formed elements. It is a complex transport medium that performs vital pickup and delivery services for the body. Blood is also the keystone of the body's heat-regulating mechanism. When it comes to the volume of blood in the body, a young adult male has approximately 5 liters of blood. Blood volume varies according to age, body type, sex, and method of measurement. Formed elements of blood. Red blood cells, or erythrocytes, have no nucleus and are shaped like tiny biconcave discs. They do not contain ribosomes, mitochondria, or other organelles typical of most body cells. Their primary component is hemoglobin. They are most numerous in the formed elements. Red blood cells have a critical role in the transport of oxygen and carbon dioxide, which depends on hemoglobin. Carbonic anhydrase is an enzyme in red blood cells that catalyzes a reaction that joins carbon dioxide and water to form carbonic acid. Carbonic acid dissociates and generates bicarbonate ions, which diffuse out of the red blood cell and serve to transport carbon dioxide in the blood plasma. Within each red blood cell are approximately 200 to 300 million molecules of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is made up of 4 globin chains, with each attached to a heme group. Hemoglobin is able to unite with 4 oxygen molecules to form oxyhemoglobin to allow red blood cells to transport oxygen where it's needed. A male has a greater amount of hemoglobin than a female. Anemia is a decrease in number or volume of functional red blood cells in a given unit of whole blood. The entire process in the formation of red blood cells is called erythropoiesis. Red blood cell formation begins in the red bone marrow as hematopoietic stem cells and goes through several stages of development to become erythrocytes. The entire maturation process requires approximately 4 days. Red blood cells are created and destroyed at approximately 100 million per minute in an adult. Homeostatic mechanisms operate to balance the number of cells formed against the number of cells destroyed. The lifespan of a circulating red blood cell averages 105 to 120 days. Macrophage cells phagocytose the aged, abnormal, or fragmented red blood cells. Hemoglobin is broken down, and amino acids, iron, and bilirubin are released. White blood cells, or leukocytes, are classified into 5 types organized into 2 groups. Granulocytes, consisting of neutrophils, eosinophils, and basophils, and agranulocytes, consisting of lymphocytes and monocytes. Granulocytes have large granules in their cytoplasm. Neutrophils make up approximately 65% of total white blood cell count in a normal blood sample. They are highly mobile and very active phagocytic cells and are capable of diapedesis. Cytoplasmic granules contain lysosomes. Eosinophils account for 2% to 5% of circulating white blood cells. They are numerous in the lining of the respiratory and digestive tracts and are weak phagocytes. Eosinophils are capable of ingesting inflammatory chemicals and proteins associated with antigen-antibody reaction complexes. They provide protection against infections caused by parasitic worms and allergic reactions. Basophils account for only 0.5% to 1% of circulating white blood cells. They are motile and capable of diapedesis, and their cytoplasmic granules contain histamine and heparin. Agranulocytes are white blood cells that lack cytoplasmic granules. Lymphocytes are the smallest of the white blood cells. They are the second most numerous white blood cell and account for approximately 25% of circulating white blood cells. T lymphocytes and B lymphocytes have an important role in immunity. T lymphocytes directly attack an infected or cancerous cell, and B lymphocytes produce antibodies against specific antigens. Monocytes are the largest leukocytes. They are mobile and highly phagocytic cells. 1 cubic millimeter of normal blood usually contains 5,000 to 9,000 leukocytes, with different percentages for each type. The white blood cell numbers have clinical significance because they change with certain abnormal conditions. Granular and agranular leukocytes mature from the undifferentiated hematopoietic stem cell. Neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils, and a few lymphocytes and monocytes originate in red bone marrow. Most lymphocytes and monocytes develop from hematopoietic stem cells in lymphatic tissue. In circulating blood, platelets are small, pale bodies that appear as irregular spindles or oval discs. The three important properties of platelets are agglutination, adhesiveness, and aggregation. The platelet counts in adults average 250,000 per cubic millimeter of blood. The normal range is 150,000 to 400,000 per cubic millimeter. Platelets serve an important role in hemostasis and blood coagulation. Platelets have a secondary role in defending against bacterial attacks. Hemostasis refers to stoppage of blood flow. However, if injury is extensive, the blood clotting mechanism is activated to assist. 1 to 5 seconds after the injury to a vessel wall, platelets adhere to damaged endothelial lining and to each other, forming a platelet plug. A temporary platelet plug is an important step in hemostasis. Normal platelets, which have a positive charge, adhere to damaged capillary wall and underlying collagen fibers, both of which have a negative charge. Sticky platelets form physical plug and secrete several chemicals involved in the coagulation process. The formation and lifespan of platelets is 7 to 10 days. Platelets are formed in red bone marrow, lungs, and spleen by fragmentation of megakaryocytes. Blood types or groups. Every person's blood belongs to one of the four ABO blood groups. They are named according to antigens present on red blood cell membranes. Type A has antigen A on red blood cells. Type B has antigen B on red blood cells. Type AB has both antigen A and antigen B on red blood cells and is known as the universal recipient. Type O has neither antigen A nor antigen B on red blood cells and is known as the universal donor. In Rh-positive blood, Rh antigen is present on the red blood cells. In Rh-negative blood, red blood cells have no Rh antigen present. Anti-Rh antibodies are not normally present in blood. Anti-Rh antibodies can appear in Rh-negative blood if it has come in contact with Rh-positive red blood cells. Blood plasma. Plasma is the liquid part of blood. It is a clear, straw-colored fluid made up of 90% water and 10% solutes. 6 to 8% of plasma solutes are proteins, consisting of three main compounds. Albumins, which help maintain osmotic balance of the blood, globulins, which are essential components of the immune mechanism, and fibrinogen, which has a key role in blood clotting. Plasma proteins have an essential role in maintaining normal blood circulation. Blood clotting or coagulation. The goal of coagulation is to stop bleeding and prevent loss of vital body fluid via a swift and sure method. The classic theory of coagulation advanced in 1905. It identifies four components critical to coagulation: prothrombin, thrombin, fibrinogen, and fibrin. The current explanation of coagulation involves three stages. Stage 1 involves the production of thromboplastin activator by either of the following methods. Chemicals are released from damaged tissues through an extrinsic pathway, or chemicals are present in the blood through an intrinsic pathway. Stage 2 involves the conversion of prothrombin to thrombin. Stage 3 involves the conversion of fibrinogen to fibrin and production of fibrin clot. Some conditions oppose clotting. Clot formation in intact vessels is opposed. The perfectly smooth surface of the normal endothelial lining of blood vessels does not allow platelets to adhere. Antithrombins, such as heparin, are substances in the blood that oppose or inactivate thrombin. They prevent thrombin from converting fibrinogen to fibrin. Two conditions hasten clotting: rough spots in the endothelium and an abnormally slow blood flow. The physiological mechanism of clot dissolution is called fibrinolysis. Fibrinolysin is an enzyme in the blood that catalyzes the hydrolysis of fibrin, causing it to dissolve. Additional factors are presumed to aid clot dissolution, such as substances that activate profibrinolysin. The big picture, blood in the whole body. Blood plasma transports substances, including heat, around the body, linking all body tissues together. Substances can be transported between almost any two points in the body. The blood tissue contains formed elements. Red blood cells assist in the transport of oxygen and carbon dioxide. White blood cells assist in the defense mechanisms of the whole body. Platelets prevent loss of the fluid that constitutes the internal environment. No organ or system of the body can maintain proper levels of nutrients, gases, or water without direct or indirect help from blood. Other systems assist the blood. Blood is useless unless it continues to transport, defend, and maintain balance.